launching into the third hour of the program. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. Just dial in toll-free, 800-259-9231. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. Specifically want to hear from you. Maybe if you are an IT administrator, somebody who knows the, you know, the back end, if you will, of the internet, somebody who understands the details, the behind the scenes of what happens with data transferring from one point to another. Because if you believe what the government is saying, if you believe what the people in the Pentagon and the Washington, D.C. area are claiming, the whole internet is vulnerable and we need a new federal government program to keep this safe. We need to, well, we're going to protect your privacy. Well, maybe not. Now, maybe what we're going to do is just invade your privacy just a little, just a smidgen, just to make sure that you're safe from the terrorists.
It's analogous into that that myth that you give up some rights in order to have the rest of your rights protected. Well,
sure,
we're going to protect your rights by invading
same old
your rights a little
yep.
bit.
Same old claims. And so the story is from the New York Times where apparently much of the new military command's work is expected to be carried out by the National Security Agency, whose role in intercepting the domestic end of international calls and email messages under secret orders issued by the Bush administration has already generated intense controversy. But now that we've seen the government agencies that were doing these awful things under the Bush administration are now heroic when they're doing them under the Obama administration, or at least to those who support Obama. He can do no wrong, even if what he's doing is the same exact thing or worse than what George Bush did.
Certainly there's some people that are disenchanted at this point. They thought they were going to get something else.
But the excuse factory on this is incredible. All the do is I keep hearing people saying, well, you know, it's Obama, he tried a different approach and he's got to do this. He's got to do this now. It's like, well, he's got no choice. Of course, he's got to do exactly what Bush did. But Obama doing it is okay.
Right. And one of the things Bush did was make promises that he couldn't keep or didn't intend to keep. And in Obama's case, he's promised that privacy will be protected. But on the other hand, the officials that are in charge of the program in the military, the Pentagon, say that to effectively conduct computer operations without entering networks inside the United States, where the military is currently prohibited from operating or traveling, or of course, they could get rid of posse comitatus and then they won't be prohibited anymore, but or traveling electronic paths through countries that are not themselves American targets. The cybersecurity effort, Obama said at the White House last month, will not, I repeat, will not include monitoring private sector networks or internet traffic. But foreign adversaries often mount their attacks through computer network hubs inside the United States. And military officials and outside experts say that that threat confronts the Pentagon and the administration with difficult questions. Military officials say there may be a need to intercept and examine some email messages sent from other countries to guard against computer viruses to potential terrorist action. Advocates say the process could ultimately be accepted as the digital equivalent of customs inspections, in which passengers arriving from overseas consent to have their luggage open for security, tax, and health reasons. The government is in a quandary, according to a defense expert at the Center for Strategic and International Studies. She says that a broad debate is needed about what constitutes an intrusion that violates privacy, and at the other extreme, what is an intrusion that may be acceptable in the face of an act of war.
It may be acceptable in face. Hey, guess what? You know, there was a little something brought up about this. There are a couple points about this. Did you guys know, you remember when AT&T was vilified by people, and appropriately so, for giving up all those cell phone records? The guy who headed up AT&T now is a very new prominent position with what?
The
Obama administration.
Really?
They gave him a plump thing. It's like with the GM takeover or something like that.
Oh, boy.
And it's amazing to me that, it resonates with my resentment towards the absolute hypocrisy of these people who support Obama to be excoriating Bush, and appropriately so, and then not concentrate on what the government is continuing to do. Then you've got the whole thing of Bush administration is eavesdropping on phone conversations. contrary to the actual rules of the FISA Act, the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act of 1978, and even if one were to consider that that is constitutional, it's not. There's this wacky thing called the Fourth Amendment. I know it's kind of weird, but you're supposed to have a warrant when you do a search based on the actual rules for the operation of that thing, the government they want to run.
Maybe they could write a warrant for the whole country. They could just write a warrant for, because, you know, they can do whatever they want. So
there you go.
It says here in the story that they're wrestling with an unresolved issue of how the military could legally set up an early warning system. How do you understand sovereignty in the cyber domains? One of the generals asked. It doesn't tend to pay a lot of attention to geographic boundaries. So they're basically, I mean, what they could do is they could just write themselves an eternal warrant to where they can search your computer anytime they want to look for terrorists.
Andrew,
that'll be legal, right?
Andrew Napolitano's book, A Nation of Sheep, was awesome on this. You know, here's a guy, long ago he was calling himself a libertarian, and he's actually a judge in the legal system corrupt. Actually, still, I believe he's still a practicing judge. I don't know if he practices all the time, but he's on Fox all the time, and he has his talk show
On Fox as a commentator. He's got the Fox TV show on the interwebs.
Yeah.
He's also got a radio show that's Brian and the Judge.
And the Judge, yeah.
I mean,
exactly.
How could he possibly be?
I don't know. I don't know how. All I know is last time I looked on one of his bios, it said he was still practicing judge or whatever, sitting judge. But anyway, it's interesting because he brings up all this stuff about these wiretaps and so on. And then they claim that we're at war. Now, if the United States government were at war, there would be a lower threshold, legally speaking. We're just talking about their superficial law side of things.
Right. They can basically suspend whatever they want for war efforts.
It would be a little different. It would be easier to go get a warrant. They've got this thing called the FISA court, which supposedly is supposed to issue warrants, and it issues them very easily for these wiretaps, right? So it's the same sort of argument. The argument that they were making there, which is said it would be almost like a customs thing where foreigners would be checked out, that's exactly the argument, the same exact argument that the Bush administration made for the phone tapping. They were saying, well, we're only tapping the phones of foreigners. Right. If there's an American on the other end, then that's not our problem. It's like, hey, guess what? It's not foreign surveillance when there's an American on the line. It's domestic surveillance. Get it? And there's no possible way these guys can get around the fact that they're going to have to conduct domestic surveillance without warrants here.
And this is only where it starts. Remember this. Whenever a government program is created, it always expands from its original intentions. So even if they were to found this program and say, oh, we promise we won't invade your privacy at all, and they're not even saying that, it might start that way, and then 10 years later or even a few years later, it will look very, very different from its original intentions, from the original design. The bureaucrats that get in charge will say, well, we could help so much more if we just had a little bit more of your privacy we could invade. Oh, don't worry, Americans. It's necessary.
And
don't you want to be safe?
It's never an option, either.
No.
This isn't an option. Whatever the Obama administration decides that they're going to do here, not an option. What they're going to do in the future, not an option. They just spin it like, well, you know, we're just testing the waters here. They're going to do what they want.
It's not like a market thing, and I know you got to get to the calls, but just real quick, I got to say they had the Medical Privacy Act of 1996, which supposedly was supposed to guard Americans and their privacy for their health insurance records. So what did it do? It prevented the private insurance companies and doctors from sharing the information, to which you can actually agree because it's a market mechanism. You can say, no, please don't. I'm going to go to a different company. Or you can say, yeah, go ahead. It'll save money and be efficient. They stopped that from happening, and they said, now the government will collect the information and keep it safe.
Great. Let's go to the phones, talk to Tom, listening to WVTS in Charleston. Tom, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys. This is Tom, the neocon. I called
last
week.
What's on your mind today?
You guys are great. I just want to say that I've been enjoying the show, but I just wanted to respond to the issue of the Bush administration and so forth. I think that you guys are kind of like a liberty cult, and I don't see how your all's policies could change our country when you still would be arguing over the legal and theoretical concept of the traffic light.
Tom, we're going to pour some Liberty Kool-Aid here during the break, swig some of it down, and come back, all right? So hang on. Well, hopefully we'll come back. I don't know what you put in that card. More with Tom. Hopefully he'll hang through here in a moment, and we'll take your calls. I just got the oh yeah joke. It took me a second. More on the way. This is Free Talk Live.
Imagine, you're on trial. The charge against you, violating one of the hundreds of laws Congress passes each year. You rise in your defense and say, Your Honor, I didn't know about this law. How will the judge respond? I'm Jim Babka with DownsizedDC.org, and I think you know the answer. The judge will reply, Ignorance of the law is no excuse. So what's the excuse for your representatives in Congress? Their ignorance is even worse. They don't even read many of the laws they pass. At DownsizedDC.org, we're proposing a simple but powerful idea, the Read the Bills Act, to force Congress to read the laws they pass. Why? Because we believe the federal government is way too big. We want to slow the politicians down. We want to reduce the size and power of the federal government, and we want them to sweat the details, just like you do. Check out DownsizedDC.org, because ignorance is no excuse, even for a congressman.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
You don't have to be in the military to enjoy military surplus savings. Right now at MaineMilitary.com, you'll find savings on the top must-have military supplies. M10 gas masks for $12 or 3 for 30. Gas mask hoods, $4 or 3 for 10. Mask filters, $6 or 3 for 15. Save big on British chemical suits, only $12. Israeli gas masks, $20. Trigger finger gloves, $5 a pair or $36 a dozen. Snowshoe binding for $8 or $48 a dozen, and so much more. Even hard-to-find surplus items, all at surplus prices. Preparing the whole family has never been so affordable at MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com, one of the last surviving true surplus stores in the country. Shop now at MaineMilitary.com or call 877-608-0179. That's 877-608-0179 today.
We are surrounded by harmful indoor air that can easily deliver many harmful toxins straight into our bodies. Take a deep breath. Can you actually feel the airborne influenza, viruses, mold, bacteria, and dangerous ozone entering your lungs? Have a glass of water. Can you taste the harmful chlorine, fluoride, lead, pharmaceutical drugs, and numerous other chemicals? Of course you can't. The air that you breathe and the water you drink should help maintain good health, not take away from it. AirandAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these toxins. AirandAqua.com carries whole house air and water purification systems, air conditioners, shower head filters, water testing kits, atmospheric water generators, humidifiers, dehumidifiers, and much more. To learn more and see the products that will change the way you look at our air and water, please visit airandaqua.com. That's airandaqua.com. Purify your life today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves and bring up whatever's on your mind. Toll free, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line tonight. It's Ian with you.
And Gard.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features we give to you, so enjoy those on us. Features including the bulletin board system. We've got over 450,000 posts. There's a lot to talk about there. From serious issues to fun stuff, you'll find it all free at bbs.freetalklive.com.
FreedomBookClub.com invites you to participate in our summer reading event. Go to freedombookclub.com and choose your preference from the four finalists. Then purchase the book of the month. New winners are announced every month, freedombookclub.com, making freedom a bestseller. It's freedombookclub.com.
Toll-free number again, 800-259-9231. It looks like Tom has stuck around from WDTS in West Virginia. Tom, you're back on Free Talk Live. You barely had a chance to even get into your point, so please continue or recap or go ahead.
I'm ready for the abuse. I basically just...
You love it, Tom.
I love the abuse. Bring it on. I just don't understand the measures that the Bush administration took to try to protect us from a very volatile situation in this world that has been brewing for the past 25 years. What is the libertarian, or should I say the small L libertarian, how do you guys deal with it? What would you propose to deal with
it? Well, first of all, I don't know if there are any libertarians on this show, first and foremost.
Can I ask you a question? Do you consider yourself sort of a law and order, small government conservative guy?
Yes, I am. I want government to be as small as it can be.
Right. So
except the military, right?
The supreme rules under which we're supposed to operate are dictated by the Constitution of the United States, correct?
Yes, sir.
Okay. The Bush administration, after 9/11, sent White House counsel Alberto Gonzalez over to Congress to ask Congress not to declare war. There's only one thing the Congress can do if they want the president to command the troops as commander-in-chief, and that is to declare war. Would you agree with that?
I would agree with that. Yes.
That is based on Article 1 in the Constitution. Okay. There's nothing else they can do. Right. So if anyone who voted for the president to initiate military force for whatever purpose broke his oath to the Constitution, correct?
Using your
logical syllogism,
you are absolutely correct.
So now, therefore,
that's the legal standpoint. They all broke the law because they're a bunch of lawbreakers, and they only hold us to it. And that's one of the reasons that we feel the government sucks so bad.
And if they wanted
to
do
something
different,
the little people to it.
If they, well, I just wanted to say, Mark, if they wanted to do something different, they should be honest with people and say
they don't do
we
that.
Don't have
they're
the capacity to do this. We need to amend the Constitution.
Yeah. The Constitution is messed with on a daily basis. Commerce and all types of things are used.
Sure.
I mean, you know, it's used like that.
So let me pose
you
this
agree,
question.
You would agree
to
that the Constitution is toilet paper, then, Tom?
I love the Constitution.
How
would you deal with the situation? Liberty-loving New Hampshireites like yourself that want to secede from the Union and hopefully take Vermont with you, how do you feel, or how would you deal with the situation under threat?
Now, if there was no Constitution, and I think that we should follow the Constitution, I think we should follow the rules that are set out, not that we have, not that the United States has in 212 years or whatever, but, you know, I think we should. Even if we wrote it down, we should follow them. But
We didn't write it.
Right. A bunch of dead people wrote it, and I didn't sign it. The sort of pro-liberty stance would be, we should have never been over there in the first place. We should have never followed England into the Middle East after the breakup of the Ottoman Empire.
Right.
Those people wouldn't have flown airplanes into our buildings on 9/11.
Oh, that is absolute garbage. Garbage.
Well, let's say
Gardner, rattle off, please, the four reasons that Osama bin Laden.
Yeah, you know, we brought these up before, and you might disagree with these things,
but you're saying we were.
You see, this is
not, Tom.
This
I am not
what
saying
we're
that.
Trying to
you don't
avoid.
Deserve anything.
Right.
Okay.
Tom,
okay.
See, this
all
is
right.
the this is what we try to avoid when we're trying to talk about this. We're not trying to blame America per se or Americans. What we're trying to do is we're addressing the very points that Osama bin Laden used to recruit people, and this is just fact. He used four points. They were in letters that were addressed to people to recruit them to come after the U.S. It had nothing to do with American culture. It had to do with the jihad against the United States being involved in the Middle East. Now,
Notice that you never hear any translations of what Osama bin Laden says on the news, Tom. It's because they don't want you to know what he says.
Now, Tom, I want to give you a chance to weigh in, but I do want to just add one more quick thing.
Right.
I know that your argument is saying, look, don't give me hypotheticals to say that we wouldn't be in this situation if we had a minarchist or an anarchist a world. What would you do now? If you're operating on the constitutional level, the only proper thing to do would be to declare war against the offenders or to issue letters of marque and reprisal to go after those guys properly. And the Bush administration didn't want to do that because they thought that if they declared war, then the guys that they captured would have to be held under the Geneva Accords as prisoners of war. They didn't want to have to do that because then they thought they wouldn't be able to interrogate them because the interrogation techniques ran counter to the Geneva Accords. It's a very simple logical structure. It follows all the way, and I knew what I was watching in 2002.
You guys would probably have a problem with the Geneva Accords being the anti-globalization, taking part in world affairs view that most libertarian. Here we go. Sorry, I didn't mean to use the word libertarian.
It's fine.
But
well,
so you guys would not have a specify. So your logic is kind of back and forth.
Well, not quite, because if we are signatories to voluntarism, there is nothing that would prevent us from coming up with voluntary arrangements that would say the private forces that we use to defend ourselves will abide by certain rules. And we hope that we're not ever going to get into a conflict with other private police forces because that would conflict with our ideals and our morals. But defensively, we will operate in a certain way. And we hope that other people with whom we sign agreements, legal contracts, we have private arbiters, will agree to these sorts of things as well. It's a much clearer system, and you get a lot less friction when you have private arbiters. But I understand we're looking at this from a state versus state.
I've got a question for you, Tom.
Yes,
what, would you agree that we create terrorists by fighting wars over there and dropping bombs, accidentally blowing up, accidentally people's families, their homes, their property?
The military.
Would you agree that we create terrorists when we do that? The military does that?
I believe it could possibly be one of the factors that could make somebody pretty damn angry who lives on another side of the world.
It would make me angry, I can tell you that.
I understand that.
And so by going over there and trying to solve our problems of terrorism by creating more terrorism, even though we didn't intend to, don't you agree that the only logical conclusion of war in the Middle East is bombing the whole place to glass?
But, you know, being the neocon that I am, I still have this dream one day, just like you guys have your dreams of whatever, the Liberty Free State Project, which, by the way, I find very, very interesting. I still believe that democracy can flourish there, and I believe that there's enough people over there that want it to happen and that have heralded our coming to that part of the world.
Isn't democracy really just the installation of another U.S. client state? I mean,
living in,
you know, in Nicaragua, they had a democratically elected communist government in the mid-80s,
sure.
And the United States government proved we don't like that crap very much. And
better
we're
damn
take
well
care
believe
of it.
It, because they were going to be a Cuban. That was going to be a Cuban state eventually, and it would actually creep up to the office in Mexico.
Those people
and
are
lying
to vote
door.
In a terrible government, like a jihadist government, in the first place.
Democracy.
I don't want democracy.
Yeah,
in the Middle
I don't
East,
either.
Tom, especially if the United States is involved, because they hate us.
I don't want it here. I don't want democracy here. It's just mob rule. It's two wolves and a sheep deciding on dinner. Why would you want to even to force that on somebody? If they want it themselves, they can figure out how to have it on their own. Thanks, Tom, for the call. 800-259-9231. You bring up anything, it's Free Talk Live.
Are you concerned for the safety of your loved ones? Listen closely to this message from pepperspray.com. Every 22 seconds a violent crime is committed. America has changed, and your personal safety is your first priority. Be smart. Be safe. Trust Pepper Spray instead of your luck. Pepperspray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all of your non-lethal self-defense supplies. Pepperspray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web. From big to small, we have it all. Pepper spray, mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. Pepperspray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Enter SAFE in the coupon box and you'll receive a special discount off of your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to pepperspray.com. That's pepperspray.com. Or call 1-800-908-9988 today.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full acre crisis garden. So visit them today at SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com. Or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too. We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NOTAX. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days, but many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit acolablue.com. Acolablue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a 5-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great-tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing 5-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Acola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee.
Call Acola Blue right now at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Acola Blue at ecolablue.com today.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live, your show. You bring up anything toll-free, 800-259-9231. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line tonight. It's Ian with you.
And Garg.
And Mark. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All of the features we give to you, so enjoy them on us. Freetalklive.com features, including the chat room. Head over to chat.freetalklive.com. There's usually somebody in there during the live show, and it's open actually 24 hours a day. So I don't know if anyone's ever there at 4 a.m., but you can check it out at chat.freetalklive.com. Hey, do you want liberty in your lifetime? Don't miss the Free State Project's Porcupine Freedom Festival, happening in just a matter of less than 2 weeks at this point, June 25th. Through the 28th in beautiful Lancaster, New Hampshire, you can join hundreds of liberty-loving people for a weekend of freedom and fun. Register today at porkfest.com. That's porkfest with a C, P-O-R-C-F-E-S-T, porkfest.com. In fact, we were just talking a few moments ago about the Porcupine Freedom Festival and how excited we all are to go up and experience it yet again. This time, of course, I'm sure will be as good, if not better than last time, with hundreds of people getting together that love liberty all in the same place, hanging out, enjoying one another's company, and just having a good old time. All kinds of different things are happening. You can get the official itinerary at the Free State Project's website at porkfest.com. And there's, of course, a whole bunch of unofficial things that are going on. I know that Free Talk Live will be broadcasting live all 3 evenings. And I am told that I believe Jason Osborne from SACL CAI will be sponsoring an open bar during our show for Free Talk Live amplifiers only. I believe that those are the details that you need to know. And I don't think that there's any kind of minimum time that one must have been an amplifier or anything like that. So if you're a Free Talk Live amplifier and you're at Porkfest,
we'll have amplifier sign-up sheets.
It's going to be great.
That's a great idea, Mark.
I've already come up with it, yeah.
And I get to give some props to my girlfriend for doing a wonderful thing for my birthday, getting the room for us to be able to stay up there.
Hotel.
It's going to be a blast.
The chateau.
Yeah, I wanted to do that to her. Thank you.
All right, let's continue with your phone calls and talk to Brandon in Arizona. Brandon, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello there.
Hi, Ian, Mark, Gard. Hey, what's up, you guys?
What's on your mind, Brandon?
I just wanted to bring up last episode. We had a guy talking about Costco and
about
being
what?
being a Chinese sales company. And
yeah,
just
Costco.
Wanted to let it go ahead.
Mark didn't hear you. It was just clarifying. Costco is the company.
Costco, yes. That's Costco. COSCO is the Chinese shipping company, and of course they have a shipping company. They've got to bring products to the U.S. Costco isn't, and it kind of just points to the gullibility that people will believe whatever they hear and carry it on as fact. And I think that's one of the problems we've got going on
I believe
right now.
It's the biggest problem with the email. You know, if you're getting news through email, people have it, especially the older those people are, the more likely they are to believe that stuff they get through the email. And you need really anything you get through the email, you have to check through Snopes.
Yeah, wasn't
absolutely.
That, wasn't that Lady Montana? Sorry.
What's that?
Go ahead.
Oh, it seems to be a lot of the ladies. And I remember one email we've got an African-American engineer sent out an email talking about the origins of the word picnic. And it had to do with hanging a black person. And you know, it's obviously not true, but that spread around the company.
Dear.
And it's just, it's amazing what people will believe without any kind of proof. And I think that's why we have the problems we have in this government. People will believe everything they hear.
Yeah, all they need to be told is, hey, you need a government.
Exactly.
Sounds like a good idea. Protect me.
Protect kids from flavored cigarettes.
And then when you try to tell them that the government has no obligation to protect them, they don't want to believe that because they've been told so many times that, well, President Bush and Obama have said that it's their job to protect me. And, you know, you're saying that's not true?
Well, here's the Supreme Court decision to back it up. But, you guys, this Snopes thing of which you speak, checking stories on this weird Snopes thing, that's not a government agency, so how could it actually protect us? I wouldn't imagine that people for private interests would actually, you know, lead the pack, that top 5% would actually establish these systems whereby other people could determine, hey, you know what, there's something to check these things by. That's pretty neat.
Absolutely. That should be the first thing everybody does when they check any email, is go to Snopes, check it out, find out what the truth is.
Of course, we hardly ever do that here on this show, but I thank you for the suggestion.
We barely even get to emails anymore.
Somebody should check and find out if Snopes is for real. Where do you do... Oh, I guess it's just an infinite regress, baby. No,
thank you for the call tonight, Brandon. I appreciate it. 800-259-9231 to Tony in California. You're on Free Talk Live. Tony.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Tony, what's on your mind tonight?
Hey, by the way, I hear that Snopes is somehow tied in with Annenberg. I don't know.
What is that?
It's not the Annenberg Trust, for goodness.
What is the Annenberg? What is that?
It's this hardcore left-wing thing. They give tons of money to all sorts of crap on PBS. It's a ridiculous thing.
Okay.
The Annenberg. Oh, yeah.
Do you think
like
they address that on Snopes? Do they address that on Snopes? Is that one of the entries?
I don't know. You can't check it on Snopes, probably.
Right. That's what I was saying.
Yeah, no, you can't check it on Snopes. I heard it on talk radio somewhere out there in radio land.
It must be true, then. If it was on talk radio, it must be true.
Hey, by the way, I wanted to say the last time I called, something went wrong, I think, on my end. I could hardly hear you guys, so I was just rambling on forever. I was talking about whatever I was talking about.
Okay.
Yard
I don't remember.
Like
so what are you calling about tonight?
Okay, 224 co-sponsors for HR 1207. I think even if you're not into politics, I think it's a good thing to invest 5 minutes of your time to call a congressman and suggest that they audit the Fed. From what I understand, that bill is still going on, right?
Yeah, I like the idea, and if anybody could check out on the Senate side, the equivalency of it is bothering me greatly.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'm going to be contacting my senators, Barbara Boxer and Dianne Feinstein. not that they're going to support it, but, you know, that's where it's going to bottle up is the Senate.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
They have so much. They've got, I mean, that's a lot of co-sponsors.
Hey, wait a minute. Why hasn't the central bank and the Bilderberg group started killing off these co-sponsors?
Yeah, I don't know. Oh, by the way,
I bet that if it's before you go on,
sure.
It's really true that these world bankers are really just a bunch of violent thugs, and they may very well be, I don't know. If it's really true, then it just shows that this audit the Fed bill is in no way scary to them at all, right? I mean, there's nothing that they're going to do about it because it's not going to do anything to their power structure.
Well, we've killed the central bank before.
That's true. When was that?
Years ago.
In my lifetime.
Andrew Jackson did.
Andrew Jackson.
Yeah, that's true.
I see.
It didn't last for long, but, you know, nothing's perfect. No system is perfect. By the way, the other thing I was going to say is I gave a 5-minute presentation today. I'm part of this networking group here in town. And so you can do it on any subject you want. So guess what I did it on?
Captive audience. What'd you do it on?
Exactly. And it was great because afterwards people were talking about it.
They're going, that's what we need is people to discuss these things.
Somebody gets a presentation on the Federal Reserve, so the word is spreading. So I encourage anybody out there to get any avenue you can. People really want to hear what it is from you, too. They don't necessarily want to have you just hand them a book or something, because not all people take in information the same way.
Oh, I agree with that. In fact, it's very important. If you're in a conversation with somebody about liberty, whatever the issue might be, whether it's the Fed or immigration or whatever the issue is, if you're in a conversation with somebody and you detect that they might be interested in having some more information, or you ask them if you'd like some more information, what would you like?
It's a good
way
to detect to see if they want it.
Right. Would you like a book? Would you like an audio, a CD or an MP3? Or would, do you want something you can watch? Find out what it is that they like if you don't already know, and give them that. Because you're absolutely right. Some people just don't feel like they have the time to sit down with a book. They're just not into reading, or they.
So a lot of people just simply don't read.
Yeah,
just don't have the time.
Hey, thanks for the call tonight, dude. Appreciate hearing from you. Let's talk to John, who is in Massachusetts. You're on Free Talk Live, John. John, Massachusetts.
Yeah, what's up?
Hey, you're on the air.
How's it going, guys? I'd like to say you guys are doing a good job.
Don't mind tonight, John. Berman. Thank you.
I was given an analogy. You know, when you see like one of those lions in National Geographic eating the zebras, you don't see a lion getting tried in court because that's what you have to do to survive, I believe. And when you push people so far back that you take away their voice, you take away, you know, their wealth, whatever, people are going to push back, I believe. And I think that's what's going on right now with the Fed and, you know.
Well, thank goodness that they are pushing back, if you will, in a peaceful manner. I certainly don't recommend that they do anything more than be peaceful, because if they are violent, like a lion might be, then...
Right. You'll find that that's the best armed gazelle you'll ever go after.
Hey, thanks for the call, dude. I appreciate it. 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. We must stay peaceful in our activism. Even as the state increases their level of violence, we must respond by turning the other cheek and loving those who hate us. It's Free Talk Live. More on the way. Remaining moments. Enough time for your call.
Get on the ground, mother. You and your spouse are going to jail and your kids are going to Child Protective Services. You're busted for possession of marijuana.
Possession of marijuana. Possession of marijuana.
Hi, I'm Barry Cooper, ex-narcotics officer trained by the DEA. My DVD, Never Get Busted, has recently received world attention. I've switched sides, and I'm now touring America with the message to end this war on people that has been labeled the war on drugs.
Go to Barry's website, NeverGetBusted.com, and order your DVD to Never Get Busted.
On it, I'll teach you secret drug enforcement tactics and how to avoid narcotics profiling, how to conceal your stash, and I'll teach you how to fool drug dogs every time. I'll teach you how police know when you're lying. You'll get to go on patrol with me and watch actual marijuana arrest on the highway and learn the mistakes citizens made that landed them in jail.
Go to NeverGetBusted.com and arm yourself with the information you need so you'll never have to hear these words.
Get on the ground, mother! You and your spouse are going to jail and your kids are going
Log on to NeverGetBusted.com.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh, healthy, easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com. Or call 866-598-7396. 866-598-7396.
You already know that drinking pure high-alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline ingredients. Using plasma pH drops is one of the best ways to make your water alkaline, to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops per liter of water you drink to raise the pH to the ultimate level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-216-9767. 269-216-9767 today.
Hi, this is Steve Shank. eFoods does it again. The three-day responder provides one adult with 3 days' worth of healthy, delicious, easy-fix food. The price of the three-day responder is almost ridiculous at $27.95 for actually 12 meals plus snacks. When you taste the food in the three-day responder, you'll understand why families trust eFoods Direct to provide healthy, delicious food for every need. Whether you're hunting, playing, or responding to an emergency, the food in the three-day responder is easy to fix and ready to go. Food is an everyday need. The three-day responder is for the time when food should be the last thing you have to worry about. The three-day responder, $27.95. Sometimes the best things do come in the smallest packages. Call 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com. That's 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything just dial toll-free 800-259-9231. We'll be able to sneak in here in the remaining moments of this show. It's Ian here with you.
And Gard.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features we give to you, so enjoy those on us. And if you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, then you can learn how to promote the show at promote.freetalklive.com. A whole list of things that you can do to help get Free Talk Live on more radio stations and into more ears around the world via the internet. Go to promote.freetalklive.com as we go to your phone calls. Paul is in California, and you're on Free Talk Live on the Line. Hello, Paul.
Hi, how are you doing?
Hey, great. What's on your mind, Paul?
Well, I don't know if you remember, but a couple Saturdays ago, someone called in who's a pantheist, and I was maybe kind of switching gears, but they were basically proposing the idea that we should be happy or observe the world as it is and be satisfied with it. And the key to being, you know, the reason that people are unsatisfied is because they have a mental image of what the world should be, and the world doesn't match up. And you kind of agreed with that person. I don't know if you remember that call.
Yes, I do recall the phone call. The basic idea that everything as it is right now is perfect.
Yeah, and I kind of disagree with that. And I think it's, you know, fundamentally, I guess I was surprised that nobody called them on this. But the only way you ever see change is to have a mental image of the way things should be, and to compare that with reality, and then do something about changing it. I mean, that's the basis of the Free State Project. And while it may seem comfortable or nice to kind of float around like a, you know, ship without a rudder and be happy the way things are, you know, that's not the way change actually happens.
Well, I wouldn't disagree with that either, but I think that I'm pretty clear that I'm not happy about liberty in America. So I've taken steps in order to change that. The world is, you know, I can still look at the world as being perfect without being happy about the way liberty is. And I guess it really does sound like a strange way to see things. But the world is the way the world is. And it's, I think people can become disempowered around, you know, like so much negativity. And I not being the pantheist, not being the preacher type, I can't articulate these things particularly well.
Aren't even engineers, anybody who is looking at something and wants to make an improvement on it, make something a little bit easier to run, work less in his life so he can get more out of it. The whole trend for human beings is to minimize pain and maximize pleasure. It is innate in human nature, except for a few exceptions who are masochists. And
unfortunately, maybe there are too many of them out there, they continue to vote for government. So what we have here, I think the entire idea of human progress is based on seeing something that can be improved.
Absolutely. If I might just kind of throw out an idea here and see if I can clarify what I think that guy was trying to explain, that maybe, Mark, you and I dropped the ball and that we were kind of agreeing with him. We didn't really take the time to dig into it a little bit more. Maybe a better way to explain this, and tell me what you think of this, both Paul, Mark, Gard, everybody. The idea of that it's perfect, that the world is perfect, is perhaps better explained to say that it's perfect in relation to our beliefs. Like the world that exists today exists because we believe what we believe. And collectively, there's this, you know, everybody has their set of beliefs, and that's manifested into the world that we currently inhabit. It's not to say that it couldn't be improved upon, that we can't see contrast in this world, that where we can see, well, I don't like that and I don't like that, that we can pick those things out and do our best to change those things. It's not to say that the world is imperfect because of that, but the world is a perfect reflection of the belief system of those who inhabit it. Does that help?
I see what you're saying.
Well, I think that might be true. I mean, we certainly have a lot of power to, you know, make the world as we see fit, and to a large extent, the way the world is a reflection of that. But a lot of those beliefs are very wrong. And so I guess he seemed to be kind of proposing the idea that it's wrong. You know, I think he, for example, mentioned this aspect of, you know, Christians who look at things and say, you know, this is not the way it should be. And, you know, he may disagree with the things that Christians think, as far as some Christians think about the way things should be. But the idea of looking at things and recognizing that it's not ideal, I think I think that's vital. I think it's, you know, sure, it may not be the happiest thing, but you have to do it. And whether that disagreement is with, you know, what other people believe, and that's what the world has been made into or not, I still think it's important.
No, I totally agree with you. I think that what might have happened is that I think there was obviously something lost in the conversation that didn't make that clear, because I absolutely agree with it. I think that the reason that we're all here is to improve upon our situation, is to observe the world as it is, and to pick out those things that we would like to change in order to improve on our surroundings and the environment and society and all of that. So I'm in complete agreement with you. I guess, you know, I don't know if the term perfect is the right one, but I think when you couch it in the terms that maybe I added to it here in this conversation, maybe it makes a little bit more sense. Mark, you're sort of looking around.
I don't know. I got nothing. All I'm going to be able to do is flounder like I did earlier.
Well, I think I've sort of held this belief that if one believes that there is a metaphysical evil out there and there is a metaphysical good, I believe that which is good is that which helps people better their lives, and that which is evil is that which tends to draw people into behaviors or situations that do not allow them to fully flourish, to fully exercise what was given to them as human beings. That's why I think the state, that's one of the reasons why I think the state is evil. The state takes from people what they could do for themselves and to better their stations. It allows for sloth. It allows for regress and retardation of one's own abilities. And if there is a devil, if there is a Satan out there, it inspires more dysfunction. It inspires more pain and more frustration than needs to be out there on a personal level and in the aggregate. So if there is a bad guy out there, what he wants us to do is do as little as possible, change as little as possible for the better, and just don't do anything to improve your life.
Go along to get along.
Yeah. Don't do everything you could have the maker or whatever, God or whatever, gave to you. Just let it go by.
That's a great point. I think I agree with that 100%. Well, thanks for clearing that up, guys. I appreciate it.
Yeah, I think we're more on the same page than you might have initially thought at the top of your call, and I thank you for calling to clarify. Thanks, Paul. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. So we continue with your phone calls, and we'll go to Gene, the Christian Anarchist, also on an amp line. Hello, Gene.
Well, hi, guys. Hey. I wanted to call. First of all, I'm going to China in about 3 days on Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
And one thing I'm going to do different in China is I'm going to get a bicycle and I'm going to start riding daily on the streets in Wuhan. So I'll let you know how that goes, whether I survive or not.
okay.
the traffic over there is crazy, but it's kind of fun, I think. But anyway, I wanted to call, and I made a mistake because I told you I was going to call in support of racism, but that's not true. I'm calling in support of racists. And I'm talking about the people who believe in racism. Now, I don't think racism is a good thing, and I think we all agree on that. But I also believe that everybody is a racist to some extent. You know, we all are at different levels of racism, and a lot of us like to deny that, but I think it's true.
Do you believe that's a natural born thing, or that it's just society that has put that in people's heads?
It really doesn't matter whether it's natural born or society. The point is that I think that everybody practices racism to some level.
Do you think, I just wanted to check, would you distinguish racism from racial prejudice? For example, assuming that a person of a certain race might have certain characteristics or certain tastes based on certain learned behaviors.
No, I don't make any distinction between the two.
Okay.
But at any rate, the reason I want to call in support of racists is because people, I've talked to you in the past before, Ian, about being a gatherer rather than a divider. We want to gather everybody who's liberty-minded. We don't want to divide people up. Now, if we've got a liberty-minded person who's got a problem with racism, that's fine. We can accept that person. And we can try to educate them as you go along, because everybody's at a different level of learning in this planet. Nobody is at the top of the learning curve. Everybody's coming along their journey and learning as much as they can. And
I've got to say, I'm completely against where you're at, Gene, and let me tell you why. The first thing they say about anybody, you know, the Ron Paul Revolution, the libertarians, patriots, the first thing they say is anti-Semite or racist.
And those are people that don't want to gather together with anybody that's not like them, and I don't want to have anything to do with
them. It's the easiest thing to smear us with, and if there's sound bites of this show going out, as many as we can possibly get out there of us, you know, forestalling racism and us swearing it off and all that stuff, we're a heck of a lot better off, and they'll take the one out of 10 times that we do otherwise.
Thanks, Gene. And plus, in addition to all that, there are so many people out there, I don't have time to recruit or persuade them all. I need to pick the best prospects for liberty, the people that I want to surround myself with, and I don't want to be anywhere near somebody that hates someone else because of the color of their skin or their eyes or whether the plot of land they were born on, whatever it is that they hate. We'll see you tomorrow night online in the meantime at freetalklive.com.
Do you have hair or skin problems? Are you sensitive to fragrances or dyes? Quit suffering. Quit trying the latest new and improved potions. Try Unicure Hair and Skin Conditioner. It's been sold in top salons since 1973, and I've been using it for the past year, and I love it. Unicure's Hair and Skin Conditioner's gentle, greaseless formula is fragrance and color free. If you have hair or skin, you need Unicure. Call 888-UNICURE or visit unicure.com. 888-UNICURE. Unicure.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.